It may be in getting pleasure or enjoyment out of someone's hard luck, it may be in bad-mouthing someone or spreading gossip, it may be in being judgmental and critical or getting impatient and frustrated with those around you. You may not mean to do this, it may be a habit, or something that people around you do. Try and recognize this behavior in yourself. Try and recognize when you fail to show love and compassion so that you can learn for the next time. Your guardian angel shows you unconditional love, and if you ask, it will help you to learn to love yourself and others more. You know that feeling of unease you have inside of you when you have been mean or unfair to someone? That's your guardian angel teaching you about love. Learn to recognize and acknowledge these feelings, even if it is uncomfortable to do so. It is only in responding to these nudges from our guardian angels that we all learn to love more. Remember, you are unconditionally loved. Ask your guardian angel to help you to feel its love, and to stir up the love that is inside of you. Ask your guardian angel to help you to see the abundance of love in people around you and to notice the expressions of this love. Chapter 3, Help is Always Close at Hand. Every day, I see angels helping people doing things. Things we assume we are doing on our own, when in fact an angel is there, helping. Sometimes, on a sunny day, walking through the grounds of the university near where I live, I see students sitting on stone seats opposite the library or sitting on the grass studying, and I see teacher angels with some of them. Teacher angels always seem to be holding something, a symbol of learning that is relevant to whatever they are teaching. Sometimes they are holding a book or a pointer or a board with writing on it with the words constantly changing. I once saw a bricklayer's apprentice with a teacher angel who had a trowel in his hand. Teacher angels exhibit the mannerisms we associate with teachers. I have often seen a teacher angel standing in front of a student, book in hand. The book would look similar to the one the student was working with and seem to be open at the same page. Occasionally I see the teacher angel turn to another page and I smile, knowing that the teacher angel is having difficulty with his student, who is finding it hard to make progress. I have seen teacher angels stretch out their hands and touch a student gently on the head with one finger, trying to get the student's attention. Most of the time this seems to work, but sometimes not. Teacher angels never give up, though, and never lose their patience. I have seen teacher angels blowing on a student's book and making the page turn, or causing a strong breeze, which blows some of the student's books and pens onto the ground. That is the teacher angel trying to bring the student's attention to a particular page or subject, or to simply stop them daydreaming. Teacher angels work very hard to get their students' attention. I am always amazed at how few people have teacher angels. After all they have to do is ask their guardian angel for help with whatever they are learning, and their guardian angel will invite a teacher angel in. In the college I know best, only about one student in 10 has a teacher angel with them. For some reason I don't understand, music students seem to ask the angels for help more. When I pass the area where they wait for their individual music classes, I see more teacher angels, but there are still only teacher angels with about 1 in 5 of these music students. It seems such a shame, when God has given us teacher angels to help us, not to take up this opportunity. If you are learning anything, to cook, to play golf, to use a computer, to drive a car, to speak a language, to have patience with your child, to meditate, then ask your guardian angel to invite in a teacher angel to help. Don't worry about what sort of angel, or teacher angel, would be best. Your guardian angel will know, so just ask them. Never feel that you are not deserving of help. We are all deserving of help, and the angels love to help us. The angels tell me that there is an unlimited number of teacher angels, and we should never hesitate to ask for help. Your asking for a teacher angel does not take an angel away from someone else. There is an abundance of teacher angels. Never feel that you are not deserving of help. We are all deserving of help, and the angels love to help us. There is nowhere, and no issue, that a teacher angel cannot help and no issue is too trivial for them to help with. A teacher angel can help you with whatever situation you are involved in. I know judges and surgeons who have called on a teacher angel to help them to do their job better. How wonderful to know that whatever situation we are in, we can always call on a teacher angel to come and teach us to cope better. We never need to feel hopeless. Teacher angels always bring hope. I love gardening and have asked for a teacher angel to help when I'm doing the garden. I ask for teacher angels' help with everything in the garden, no matter how small the task. Sometimes it's so that I can tell the difference between plants and weeds, sometimes it's so that I can care for a particular plant in the best way possible, or to learn more about the creepy crawlies that live on the ground and among the flowers and shrubs. Sometimes it's to help me learn how to do a particular task in a way that won't leave me with too many aches and pains afterwards. My younger daughter, Megan, is 15. She was nervous recently before going to her first dance, so I suggested she asked for a teacher angel to help to teach her how to enjoy and have fun at her dance. She came home telling me that she had a brilliant time, and had lost all her anxieties. She was so looking forward to the next dance. Clearly her teacher angel had done a great job. It's easy to ask for a teacher angel. Just tell your guardian angel that you need help, and he will let a teacher angel in to help you. I keep saying I talk to angels the same way I talk to my friends because they are my friends. You can do the same, talking to them silently or aloud. The important thing is to ask. Once you have asked for a teacher angel to help you with learning a particular thing, then that teacher angel will come and go throughout your life when you need help with that subject. You can also ask for a teacher angel to help someone else. Just ask your guardian angel for a teacher angel to help the person. Many parents have told me that they have asked for a teacher angel to help their children with their studying. This is so much better than fretting and worrying. If you have already asked for a teacher angel, then do your best to listen and respond to the signs your teacher angel gives you. If you get an urge to turn the page of your book or to look up another book, do so. Or if a thought comes to your mind, write it down. Remember, you have nothing to lose, only to gain. Help your teacher angel to help you. Your teacher angel isn't there to do all the work for you, though. You must play your part. If you have asked a teacher angel to help you with your exams, you must play your part by doing the study. Your teacher angel will not do it for you. The teacher angel can help to give you confidence in your abilities, it can keep you focused so that you avoid distractions, and it can prompt you about what to study. I remember walking past a group of students standing and chatting in town. My attention was drawn to a young female student whom I had noticed a few days earlier studying, with a teacher angel beside her. Now, there were no teacher angels present. In general, there are no teacher angels there when people are relaxing and having fun. Suddenly I saw her teacher angel appear and whisper in her ear. I overheard her saying she really needed to get back and do some studying, and as I walked slowly by, I could hear her friends encouraging her to stay. As I continued walking, I said a little prayer that she would listen to the teacher angel. When I reached the corner, I glanced back and saw the young girl heading off without her friends, in the direction of her college. She had listened and responded to her teacher angel. I recently watched a little boy of about 6 playing soccer with friends on a green space. He had a teacher angel with him, who, I could tell from the ball he was holding, was obviously there to help him to learn soccer. The little boy had fallen, and his friends were so engrossed in the game that they hadn't noticed and kept on playing. The little boy was rubbing his leg, and the teacher angel was touching his leg at the same time as whispering in the little boy's ear that he would be okay and should get up and try again. The teacher angel bounced the ball gently beside the little boy, coaxing him up, and eventually the little boy struggled to his feet with his teacher angel beside him, whispering encouragement all the time. I smiled because it was lovely to see the look of determination on this little boy's face as he responded to the angel's encouragement. Then other little boys called out, asking whether he was okay, and kicked the ball in his direction again. Even though I could see his leg was still hurting him, the young boy ran determinedly toward the soccer ball and gave it a really hard kick. The teacher angel kicked the ball at the same time. I asked the teacher angel, without words, whether this wasn't cheating. It smiled at me and replied that it was giving the little boy confidence in his own abilities, and that his next kick would be on his own. The little boy ran after the ball, delighted with his kick. He had shown his friends he was as good a soccer player as them. Angels can teach us to do anything, and surprising as it may seem, they can also help us physically. When I go gardening, for example, I don't have only teacher angels, I also ask my guardian angel for angels to help me physically with the things that are physically challenging for me. I see angels helping people physically all the time. Recently, I was walking down a street by a canal in Amsterdam after doing a speaking event, and I saw two beautiful angels helping a man and woman who were coming out of a house with their arms full of cuttings from trees and shrubs. The man was dressed in worn working clothes, a sweater with a hole in it, and tattered work pants with frayed ends. He had an angel helping him. As the man wiped his brow, the angel that was with him did the same. This angel gave male appearance, and I had to smile as he too looked as if he were in working clothes that were a bit torn and tattered. As the woman lifted and pushed the shrubs into the van, the angel with her was reflecting her movements. This woman clearly had asked for an angel to help her physically with her work. In general, it is what I call unemployed angels who step in and help us physically when asked. I see so many unemployed angels around us. These are different from guardian angels or teacher angels, but are angels who are available to help us any time we ask. I see so many of them that I always say there are millions of unemployed angels. These angels are white, and all look quite similar, although if I look closely, I can see differences from one to another. Unemployed angels are very gentle and loving, so never be afraid to ask for their help physically or to ask them to help someone you love. Again, all you have to do is ask your guardian angel to let some of the unemployed angels help you, and it will. I saw a lovely example of this from a taxi. My taxi had stopped near a junction, and looking out the window, I saw an elderly lady walking past, supported by a young man. Standing, bent over behind the elderly lady, was a large white angel helping her keep her balance. The elderly lady was very thin and stooped over with a curved back. She walked in a funny manner on legs as thin as matchsticks. But she was beautiful. She walked with great determination, her body constantly shaking with the effort, lifting her legs like a solid and marching. I could see she was a woman who lived life to the fullest, and despite her physical difficulties, she was enjoying her walk, no matter how hard it was. There was another angel with them. This angel was constantly in front of her, waiting to catch her foot and guide it to the ground as she walked her funny walk. She must have asked her guardian angel for help, as unemployed angels cannot help us on their own. It's only when we ask that they can come and help us. What made me smile even more was seeing the love and care the angels had for this elderly lady and her companion. I find it hard to understand sometimes why people are not more aware of the angels around them. The young man was completely unaware of the angels helping him and the elderly lady. I know we think we do everything on our own, but we don't. The angels constantly prove this to me. If the angels had not been there to help, I doubt if the young man would have been able to support the elderly lady fully, and she would have fallen. Earlier today, as I was walking into town, I saw an elderly lady on the far side of the road. She had an angel walking along beside her, helping her to carry her shopping bag. This beautiful angel, dressed in a cream color with a little gold, spoke to me, telling me that this lady asked God to send her an angel to help her physically every day. As the angel said these words, he reached out his other hand, the one not occupied in carrying the shopping bag, and put it on the elderly lady's shoulder, massaging it to ease the strain. "The bag is really very light for her, Lorna," he told me. "I am taking almost all of the weight." The angel told me to look at her face. I was on the opposite side of the road, but I could clearly see her smile. She knows you are helping her, doesn't she? I asked the angel. He smiled and nodded. There is an angel who sometimes helps the unemployed angels when we need help physically, the angel of strength. I was on a bus one day and I watched a young man on crutches pull himself up onto the bus. On each side of him, helping to support him physically, were two unemployed angels. I could see their wings faintly, and they were helping him with enormous gentleness and care. As the young man paid the driver, balancing one crutch under his arm and another against a seat, I asked God to send a special angel to help him. As I asked, a massive angel with a powerful masculine appearance of enormous strength appeared. This was the angel of strength. He always looks the same. He is enormous, and clear in color, like clear water, although sometimes you might catch a glimpse of a golden streak within, like a golden thread running through him. The angel of strength helps in a completely different way from many other angels. It is as if this amazing angel steps partially into a human body, as if in some ways, the two bodies become one, but not quite. I watched as the angel of strength held onto the young man's body, as he stood there paying. It was as if the two bodies were merging, as if the angel of strength was pushing a mass of forceful strength into the young man's body. As the boy hobbled on crutches down the aisle of the bus in the direction of my seat, the massive angel was behind him, partially merged with him, and the two other angels were on either side, still supporting him. Then, as the young man sat down a few seats ahead of me, aided by the two angels, it was as if he was sitting on the angel of strength and the angel had his arms wrapped tightly around him. The angel of strength turned and looked back at me, saying, "The young man is actually stronger than you think, Lorna. I will give him the courage and strength to fight to get completely well. I will help him until his full strength comes back into his legs and he is off crutches." I was so pleased. I smiled at the angel of strength and thanked him. When the bus got to the end of the line, everyone got up to get off, except the young man. The angel of strength was whispering in his ear to wait, and I could see that the young man was listening to this beautiful angel. Another time, I saw the angel of strength helping a man at work in a garden. He was trying to pull a young tree out of the ground and to do it without damaging the roots so that he could replant the tree. He had already loosened a lot of the soil around the roots, and I watched as he bent down to hold on to the base of the trunk to pull it out of the ground. The tree may have been young, but it was still big, and getting it out involved lots of hard physical work. The angel of strength was there helping him. The angel was directly behind him and moved as one with the man's body, pulling him backward with a forceful strength. There were two other angels that giving the man encouragement, two telling him to pull and that he could do it. He did with the angel's help. All of a sudden the young tree broke through the soil and was free. The man laid it down on the ground and stood there wiping his brow and rubbing his hands. The angel of strength was still holding on to him tightly and, again, it was as if they were almost one body but not quite. A beautiful sight to see. The man stood there looking very proud of himself, as if he had done it all on his own, and he called a woman, I presume his wife, who came out of the house to look at his handiwork. Sometimes the angel of strength is called in when someone is worn out and exhausted and needs the strength and courage to go on. A few years ago, I was lent a house in Spain by a friend of mine and my two daughters, Ruth and Megan, and I went for a week's vacation. On a hot sunny day, we were sitting at a table outside a cafe by the sea, enjoying the shade and watching the world go by. We were there about 30 minutes, sipping cool drinks, when the angels brought my attention to a man in working clothes, who was walking toward the cafe. He sat down at a table and ordered. Megan and Ruth suggested a walk, but the angels whispered to me that I should stay, so I did and the girls went off, leaving me on my own. The angels indicated that I should move my seat at the table so that I had a clear view of the man I had watched arrive a few minutes earlier. I did so, and I could see the man had his two hands together and bowed his head. I could see the angels of prayer were around him, and I was allowed to hear his prayer. My God, please send me the strength to carry on with my work. I am so tired. I feel I can't go on. The waiter interrupted his prayer, putting a coffee down in front of him. At the same moment, the angel of strength appeared directly behind the man. I was so happy to see God answering the man's prayer so quickly. And I prayed for him, too, and asked that the man would feel and see the difference. The angel of strength was directly behind the man. Massive as always, he was about 10 times bigger than the man. The man's and the angel's bodies were partially merged, and it was as if the angel of strength was pouring strength and vitality into the man's body. He did it with such power but such love and gentleness. It was beautiful to see the gentleness of this angel. He talked to me without words. This man is exhausted. He is struggling so hard to farm the land on his own, and he can't afford anyone to help. He is very worried about supporting his wife and young daughter. By the time he's finished his drink, he'll feel much stronger and more alive. He will have the physical and mental strength to go on. God has answered both his and your prayer. I was still there, waiting for the girls to come back, when the man got up and left. I could see the change in him by the way he walked, and I said a prayer of thanks. When you are exhausted or feeling physically challenged by a task, you can call on the angel of strength and ask for his help. He is one angel, but he seems to be able to help many people at the same time. He won't stay with you, but will come and help you for that particular task where strength is needed. I have been asked how the angel of strength can be in different places at once. I don't know the answer. In this, the angel of strength is like the angel of hope or archangels. There is only one of them, but they can be in many different places at the same time. You can, of course, also ask the angel of strength to help someone else. I love walking, and every chance I get, I take some time and go for a walk. One day, a few years ago, I was out walking and passed a small Protestant church on the far side of the road. There were a few people coming out of the main door and some more walking slowly across the yard toward the gates of the church, chatting to each other. There were angels with them, and, as always, I saw the light of their guardian angels right behind them. I wasn't really taking much notice, but suddenly an angel called my name. It was Angel Hosus, one of the angels who has been a part of my life since childhood. He was beside me and he said, "Stop and look over at the church again." As I stopped and looked, I saw an angel walking out of the church. This angel was very tall and gave a female appearance. She was slender, radiant, and translucent. This angel was much bigger than the arch and door of the church, and it was as if the arch and doorway weren't there for the angel. Instead, I saw something like a replica church in golden light that was much bigger than the physical church. The angel walked through the doorway of this bigger church. It may sound odd, but I could see this golden church at the same time as seeing the bricks and mortar of the physical church, but the golden church was more in proportion to the angel. The angel stood in one spot in the yard in front of the church. Her clothing was made of what looked like lots of little mirrors of different sizes. The width of each panel of mirror varied, but I could see such depth within each mirror. Her clothing was moving ever so gently, as if there was a slight breeze around her. I could see the reverse side of some of the panels of mirror. It was like looking into another mirror full of life and depth. Taken all together, the color of the entire angel's clothing was like a white mirror reflecting little sparks of silver light. It was so beautiful to see. Her eyes were like stars, shining with a glorious light but no color. As she turned around on the same spot, to look around, it was as if I could see every part of the angel glimmering with light. Her hair was silver and short in length. It looked very untidy, sticking out from her head. In some places it looked as if her hair was standing on end. For me, the most incredible thing about this angel was her wings. Her wings were long, slender, and enormous, and they constantly moved as if they were breathing the air around them. At first I thought they were made of feathers, in the sense that we know feathers, but then the angel looked in my direction and stretched her wings out a little so that I could see them better. Her wings resembled feathers, but they were made of delicate strands of mirror. The central stem of each feather was turning constantly, reflecting a mirror of light. The feathers were all different sizes. Some were long and narrow, and others started long and narrow and then halfway up became wider and more rounded. As the angel moved her wings, they were giving flashes of brilliant light, which were dazzling. Then a beam of light seemed to come from above the trees that surrounded the little green to the left of the church. The beam of light hit the angel as she started to move upward into the sky. When the angel and the beam of light were above the church, they disappeared. I stood there, across from the church, looking, and then turned to Hosus, who had been beside me all the time. "Hosus, who is that angel?" I asked. Hosus smiled at me, but gave me no answer. He told me to enjoy my walk as he disappeared, touching my cheek and telling me to smile. I looked back at the little church and realized that all the people were gone. I walked away asking God who the angel was, but he gave me no answer either. I believe, though, that this is an angel that I will meet again, that this is an angel who has come to help me with some aspect of my life in the future. I have often been introduced to angels in this way and not been told how they would help me, and then years later, I have discovered the part they will play. You may not see angels, but I know God sends special angels into certain people's lives at certain times to help with extraordinary circumstances. Angels are such a sign of hope. There is always an angel that can help us, regardless of what is going on in our lives. All we have to do is ask. You don't need to know what angel to ask for, just ask, and your guardian angel will call in the help you need. Isn't it wonderful to know that there is such an abundance of help there? To me it seems so strange, and sad, that so many people don't make use of this gift. Chapter 4, Parenting is the most important job in the world. I am a single parent. My husband, Joe, died after a long illness, leaving me with 4 children, the youngest of whom was only 4, and I know how hard it is to be a single parent. I pray to God often to help me to be the best parent possible to my children, especially my youngest, who is now only 15 and doing state exams for the first time. My son Owen and my daughter Ruth are now parents themselves and are already finding it challenging, even though they of course love being parents. A parent's job is never-ending, regardless of your children's age. Parenting is the most important job in the world. Being a parent is to me more important than any other role in my life. God and the angels have given me the task of spreading the message that everyone has a guardian angel, and that everyone has a soul, and to help me in this task God has allowed me to see angels physically. But still, for me, the most important role or destiny in my life is to be a mother, the parent to my 4 children. I know many people will be shocked to hear me say this, but God has entrusted me with 4 children and I have to rear them, protect them, support them, and they will always come first. Let me say it again. Parenting is the most important job in the world. Being a parent is not easy. It's one of the hardest and most challenging tasks of all, and it is forever. Your children may grow up and become parents themselves, but you continue to be their mother or father. When I talk of the importance of parents, I don't just mean biological parents. I include adopted parents, long-term foster parents, or anyone else who has been asked to be the primary carer of a child. Lots of other people help in the parenting of a child. Friends, aunts, uncles, and grandparents are very important. But there is a real difference between people who help and support a child and the primary carer the person or people who have no one to give the child back to if things get tough. When God gives you a child, you must take responsibility for that child. God trusts you to be the best possible carer of that child. On many occasions mothers have asked me questions like, "What is my destiny?" or "What is my life purpose?" Sometimes they will ask this with a child on their knee and their arms around it. My heart cries out when I am asked this and fills with compassion for the mother, and I pray in silence, God, does she not realize what she holds in her arms? Her child. My answer to any mother who would ask this question is this: look at your beautiful children. Your first, most important, and greatest destiny is to be a mother to your children.